Kia ora and welcome to the Muck Pod, the Muck Buddy community podcast where we chat to the talented folks who help us make cool stuff about what they do, how they do it, and what's inspiring them. I'm one of your hosts, Josh Marchant.
And I'm Simon Crane. I am an animator at Muck Buddy.
Awesome. And today, I guess being April Fool's, we kind of have to address that we're not planning on doing anything for
it. No, April Fool's isn't really a thing that we do around here. We don't indulge in shenanigans, as my people
silliness.
Would say. Yeah, as the Irish say, japes.
Okay. That's awesome. I really appreciate you being able to bring that kind of Irish flavor to every episode.
Well, I try. You know, like we are a rich cultural tapestry here at Muck Buddy, and I like to think that I'm an important part of that, being as Irish as I am.
That's true, yeah. And that kind of dead noise is also a super important part of
dead
the podcast.
Dead air is a thing that we like to make sure is always a part of the podcast. It's been a while since we've been here together, actually.
Yeah, in the same room.
Yeah, you sound different.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's could be the mics, new mics, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
could be that. So what have you been up to lately?
Watching a lot of Star Trek.
Love that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we do love Star Trek, don't we? Yeah, this could easily be a Star Trek podcast.
We'd be talking about Borgs in no time.
Yeah, and Klingons and
all of those guys.
All of the Star Trek guys.
But do we have I think we have an alarm that sounds when we do that. Does that is that a thing we can do? Is that the technology?
Oh, Vince Bruce. Yeah.
Red alert. All hands stand to battle stations.
Okay. There's our Star Trek alarm.
Perfect. And that'll be all of it, I think. I think that's all of the Star Trek we'll talk about.
That's a good deep dive, though.
Like, yeah.
It's nice to get back into it with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There's nothing more I like than thinking about those guys and on their big flying saucer. Yeah, I guess we'll save the majority of our Star Trek talk until our Star Trek special on
the 14th, right?
Yeah,
14th of April.
This month.
Yeah, so we don't want to
burn pod.
Indeed,
that's an interesting term for us.
Yeah.
Been casting for so long.
What have you been watching recently?
Do you know, I started watching the Mr. and Mrs. Smith show on Prime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I saw all of that. Yeah.
It's great. I've left everything but the last episode because it started to get sad.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like bursting through it at the start, and the sadder it got, the more I was like, oh, maybe I won't watch it today.
Yeah.
I'll put it off for a little bit.
It's funny, eh? Because there is that balance between like the cool spy assassin-y stuff and the relationship stuff.
Yeah.
And they go there with the relationship stuff, but the thing that I found a little bit frustrating with that show was like there were just too many occasions where I was like, he's not very good at his job, surely. I don't know how to be a spy, and I was like, oh, don't do that. Like,
yeah, that's the worst. Yeah, thing you could do.
Why would you lose your cool like
he's
that?
Improv or, too
you
much.
Know? yeah, totally. But I did dig it though. It was cool, and. I can't go down that path because you haven't seen the last one.
That's the problem. That is what happens. I'm I've seen it, but actually don't tell me anything.
Well, because we don't really want to talk about it anyway. In terms of, I was just going to say, like, whether or not, considerations for a second season kind of a thing.
Yeah, if they all die.
But if you haven't watched the last episode, it's like, well, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I watched Poor Things finally.
Okay.
The other night. Yeah. I've been really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
That's what I've heard. That's
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
I'm an awesome co-host because...
the assigned viewing. Right.
There was a list, I think. But no, that is what I've heard from everyone, is that it's like a kind of weird, sexy romp.
If you don't already know the premise, it's worth going in blind because you pick up on it real quick anyway.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's Emma Stone's movie. She does something quite spectacular in that film. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Kind of Emma Stone's year as well, because with that show with Nathan Fielder as well, The Curse.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
That's great.
Yeah, okay.
Another show with a last episode you can't talk about.
Ah, cool, okay. I heard the premise. I've heard the interview with him and Benny Safdie a bunch of times where they're talking about, I think it was I can't remember which one of them it was, but there was somebody on the street who wanted some money and they didn't have any and cursed them. It was that whole what if you'd come back and they'd been gone and you were walking around with this curse hanging over you.
And from that point you could blame every bad thing that happens in your life on this one specific thing.
Yeah. It's funny, it's that whole, you know, if you're looking at the gap next to the rock, you'll hit the gap. If you're looking at the rock, you'll hit the rock. Yeah. You know, it's like, mindset.
Whoa,
We're now a mental health and wellness pod.
Yeah. That'll be because of our sponsor.
Mind Flow.
Hard
drugs.
We've gone different ways. I've been meaning to get around to it because I love Yorgos Lanthimos' other movies.
Yeah, totally.
Sacred Deer and The Lobster. I love The Lobster.
I haven't seen Killing of a Sacred Deer yet.
Yeah, really creepy.
Weirdo
guy.
Yeah.
It's got Barry Keoghan doing like kind of an American, or trying his best to hold on to an American accent.
He's really found a niche for himself, eh?
Yeah.
I finally got around to watching Saltburn recently as well. That was a few weeks ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun watch.
It's all right, eh?
Well, that was the interesting thing, eh? Like, it's that sort of thing where, it's a tricky one because, like, depending on where your perspective on things like class, you're either going to love that film or think nothing of it or have a real problem with it.
Yeah.
There's that element of the, like, this interloper coming into the world of these poor rich people kind of a thing. And it's like, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But I got to the end of that film and was kind of like, I'm not really sure what she's are we walking away with here?
Like, where it's really cut and dry, like, obviously these rich guys suck.
Yeah. You know? Like,
it kind of felt at times it was like, maybe you should be afraid of poor people. Like, maybe that's the perspective she has there.
Maybe we're supposed to be on his sort of side. And
I don't know.
Yeah. It is a strange one. But I like Promising Young Woman.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really confronting in a way that you don't often get from and films. And
both, like, ridiculously good looking films as well. Like, the way they're shot is
totally,
that's a great looking movie. Or both great looking movies.
What else have I watched aside from that? Watched some terrible movies as well. I watched Anyone But You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I did not like it. We put it on and it was just so, like it ticks the boxes, right? It hits those rom-com beats, but it also falls into every, like, why the hell are they doing that?
Yeah, or for sure.
What, you know, like, the way that people react to certain things is not how humans react to things, you know? And you're like, what did the people making this film, have they ever interacted with a human before? Like, it was weird.
Yeah.
But
it felt like everyone went into early 2000s mode to do it.
I think my favorite part of that movie was Brian Brown's character calling Sydney Sweeney's character a mumbly girl. I was like, oh my God, how did that make it into the edit?
Like, I think that was something he said.
Yeah, I think that was just him giving her shit on set. And they were like,
notes in between
that
scenes.
That can stay in. Yeah. I would love to see a behind the scenes of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems I don't know. It's such a weird choice to, like, make a movie with all of the flaws of those early 2000s.
But they,
like,
seem
rom-coms
to be in there willingly. Eh?
Yeah. Like, they've done it on purpose.
It's really
like the pseudo nostalgia thing.
Strange. Yeah. Yeah. And that song being kind of the linchpin of the whole thing. Yeah. It's like, maybe that was a bigger song than I remember it being. But I was like, is that really the
I think
from that many years ago that we're going to hang this on? Like,
yeah, I think also, like, part of the marketing these days with movies needs to have a thing that you can put on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like with Saltburn, like the murder on the dance floor, like,
yeah, that was everywhere after.
And it feels like they've gone for the same kind of strategy of, like, okay, well, if we have this song, then maybe even if people haven't seen the movie, we can tie back to
The funnily enough, the first I knew that song was in Saltburn was seeing Sophie Ellis-Bextor on, like, TikTok or something, dancing around to it and hashtagging Saltburn. I was like, oh, I guess that song's in the movie then.
Yeah, because
it's like this crucial part
come
of
back,
it.
Right? Because I guess she did like a live lounge thing after that. So maybe it's been good for her career as well.
Oh, yeah, I imagine
you'd imagine more royalties at least if she's got
totally.
That kind
I mean,
of
that, stuff. But that was a huge hit. You know, like, not that Natasha Bedingfield wasn't, you know, not that that wasn't a massive song.
Yeah.
But like Murder on the Dance Floor was like a massive, massive hit. So it makes more sense to me as a key song in a soundtrack in the year 2024, you know? Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I think, because I that's the first time I think I'd heard that song was in that movie.
Oh, what, Murder on the Dance
Floor?
You're so young.
I'm 30 years old. Recently.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I guess I'm 44, so, you know, there's a gap there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's it for today.
This has been a great catch-up
with
Josh and Irish Simon. Yeah, the
classic duo.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess the only thing left to say is...
Maka Padaladi!
Makapadalali.
Makapadalali. It's the bad fake catchphrase that Mike made up for us, but it like keeps showing up.
Okay.
Sure.
I haven't listened in a while, clearly. I have not heard Makapadaladi. Makapadaladi.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If we can't think of a way to end the show, we go, Makapadaladi. All right, I think we've got everything we need.
And remember, kids.
You can mention, if you like, that...
you should keep this in. I don't know if you should. I don't know if there's a way to get you over there, like... Oh, and by the way...